Hey man.
Hey.
Do you like to just talk about your problems sometimes? Get it out there.
Usually in a circle
This circle of people
of emotional metas.
talking about their issues.
Well, yes.
They have a word for that.
Well, I guess what we'll do.
Therapy! Therapy!
Doom Patrol. Doom Therapy Patrol?
Therapy Patrol.
Episode, what are we on? Six, seven?
Seven. Wait, no, that's right, seven.
Seven, yeah.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Oh, God.
So,
it's like
weirdness continues.
So I think the last one where they went to the old Doom Patrol is kind of now weared off on them. So because now they're kind of going in their own minds. So and
Well,
they're trying to talk about it.
Mr. Nobody's planted those little seeds of doubt in each one of them,
Or
and
that's working.
it's starting to work.
But yeah, this one a filler episode. I would imagine it doesn't really continuation with any story.
I think I've kind of noticed that.
It's a 15 episodes. It's kind of, and they're all hour long, so they're kind of have to give a lot of filler.
They just don't care about following
A line.
a line. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's and I actually don't mind. I usually like pacing, good pacing, where they're leading up to something. But
Yeah.
this one, they've been all over the place, and I don't care. It's just been
It,
so
yeah,
weird. I'm just
it's
like,
yeah,
what?
it's like the only thing I'm getting at is like I wish they would put because look, usually with a series, there's a main storyline and then there's offshoot storylines. So
Side
every
quest.
so it pretty much they're side quests, and I think they're getting too stuck on the backstories. But don't get me wrong, I like the backstories, but I think if they would come, because this one, they literally went one person after another person after another person after another person, and then kind of, and it, have you ever seen that movie Vantage Point?
Yes,
So it's like
very
that.
much like
It's
that.
very like, it's a,
You saw the first few minutes from every perspective from each character.
yeah, it was,
You think that's gonna hurt me?
yeah, Robot Man lost his mind from,
Wow.
yeah,
And
from a
he is
surprise,
pretty indestructible.
yeah, I mean, just from a, it's a big spoiler.
But the smallest of things can bring down the biggest.
Yeah, it's a,
Admiral Whiskers is a
Admiral
badass.
Whiskers, man, he's gonna be. I'm gonna get him tattooed on me. He's awesome. But yeah, it was like the making of a super villain. Well, technically, the making of a superhero. Because, he's revenging his mother. We're going to be all over the place on this one. This one, like I said, I think Doom Patrol, you should have guessed by now, us talking about Doom
It's
Patrol,
crazy.
there's no rhyme or reason to it. We're just talking about all over the place. But so let's talk about what happened. So it is like a vantage point. Every person story is in the same storyline, but you're talking about their story.
Yes.
So, and then, so I think Cyborg's like the hall monitor. 15 minutes.
Your team meeting.
And
Team
it's
meeting.
like, and apparently he found out online dating was a thing.
Well, he unlocked all of the
Yeah.
parental locks he had from his dad.
The funny thing is his updated profile pic is mine onto, with the Yeah, that one is like.
Showing the ad.
Yeah, so you
But
see
his
that.
abs are all metal. So of course they're going to be
Wait, he's
there.
a creeper though. He could have stopped at any time. So it's Cyborg. So let's talk about Cyborg again. I mean, he doesn't need to be there, but we'll talk about him. Cyborg apparently from
He
the
was on a
last
dating
one.
app.
He found out that he has
Swipe right.
270 some odd missed messages or something like that because his dad told him,
Blocked him.
"Listen here, son."
You need to concentrate on getting better in training.
Yeah, and he could have been getting
Action.
action this entire time. Yeah. So,
Well, when he filtered out how many of those didn't even
yeah.
mention the name
What was it?
Cyborg.
Say booyah or something like that? And even the guy
Granted, do
says,
I say booyah?
"You've said
32
booyah
times.
32
What about
times
the threshold for
of a
catchphrase?
catchphrase." I was sitting there like, "Oh,
That was great.
that's so great." Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's a little stab, but Yeah. But yeah, Cyborg, he pretty much really? Can hack into anything. And then I guess he found a girl that he was talking to on the bus, and he was watching her text him back, and she was all creeped out by him.
When she was okay until he sent her the picture.
Well, the thing is, like, the previous picture was of him in high school
before the accident.
Before the accident, then his future picture is all him cyborged up, and she's like, ew, no.
Swipe left.
Yeah, no, go, go. So,
I think it's left for no, right?
Yeah.
Swipe right is good, swipe left is bad.
I so somebody's been married for 20 years.
I don't do the Tinder.
Yes, it is. The Tinder, the Bumble, just, you know, watch out for the Grindr ones. So, yeah.
Well, is Grindr bad?
Yeah, you should go on there and see.
I got a lot of swipe rights.
Exactly. Wow, I'm popular.
Look at that.
Oh, they call me a bear.
Yeah, I must be vicious.
Vicious. So yeah, God, we derailed real quick. But yeah, so he finds out that he can be talked to, but he's still half cyborg and half human. So some people aren't into that.
She wasn't.
No. She was cool. She didn't want to see him as Cyborg because, you know, she's all like, oh, that's an old picture. I said, he's an updated one. I wonder if they clank. I'm just, okay.
But once again, they could have cut out pretty much all of his scenes.
All of his scenes, and it wouldn't have mattered with the story.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Last of a Woman.
Yeah, Rita.
So she's been pretty much groomed to be an actress her entire life.
Yeah, her parents, I guess, were stage parents.
And she apparently goobed into the ducting, and everybody was all like, as a metaphor, right? No, I was literally in the ducting in the furnace. And nobody was coming to get me. So, yeah, Rita, backstory, so she was pretty much groomed from an early age, and she met one of her idols as a prize.
Yeah, her parents kept her at school, so she didn't have a whole lot of social interaction, which explains a lot of
why she is.
A B.
Yeah. So, it's a... well, I mean, that and her... The actress that she saw was not...
Same deal,
Same deal. So, yeah, this was like a step-by-step, you know, thing about what she's going through right now, and, like, she was really not in control of her body. So she's, and this is the story of, I guess, Mr. Nobody going into and just messing with them. They planted that seed.
He gave a doubt to each one of them.
Yeah. And now, of course, and like, what is it? Negative Man?
Yeah. Him and his little entity kind of came to an understanding.
Understanding on, like, yes, this is what I wanted you to realize kind of thing. Yeah, it's all context kind of thing.
Yeah. Because growing up, you know, he was gay.
Yeah.
Back when being gay was not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is back in when he was a kid, like in the 30s and 40s.
Maybe in the 50s.
He was an adult.
Yeah, so I mean, it was way back then.
Way back in the 30s and
very
40s.
Very ostracized. His family, he overheard him talking about how it was going to ruin them.
Yep. So
and his mom didn't even claim him anymore. She said it was her husband's son.
Yeah. So it's a backstory, and then Robot Man lost his mind. Like literally lost his mind. He was actually imagining that he went to his daughter's stepdad and stuff like that, and it just messed with him. But he didn't go anywhere. He was all
he was still at the mansion
fight. But yeah, I tell you something. That one was messed up.
He took a full blast from Cyborg's cannon.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's gonna hurt me?
Shook it off.
Then at the end, it's like I was like, wait a minute. And then it kind of came together. So,
yeah.
Not much on Crazy Jane, but we had a big episode last episode with Crazy Jane. So she didn't have that much, but she did go grab the painting.
The Hangman's daughter's
daughter's painting.
They showed Vic with the Doom Patrol dead around him.
Yeah. So
which is another reason why he shouldn't be there.
Yeah. I think we're gonna beat that horse.
He's gonna get him killed.
Yeah.
Hashtag no cyborg.
Hashtag no
hashtag gonna, cyborg go home.
That's going to be a trend for four people on Twitter that watches this.
Four people? Is it a trend with four?
Yeah.
It doesn't take more than four.
More than four. Let's just do it three times each. So apparently Robot Man says, all right, we're going to sit down and we're
going to... Therapy!
Therapy!
Yeah, because he realizes it's Mr. Nobody who's really screwing with everybody.
Yeah.
So he wants everybody to sit down.
And talk about it.
Get it out in the open so that it's not stigmatized, and then it won't bother them. It won't separate them as a group.
Yeah, and he's all like, yeah, get into it. Let's get the hard stuff out, bro. Like I said, Robot Man's probably one of my favorite.
He's the heart and soul of the team.
And unfortunately, it is Brendan Fraser, but it's only his voice.
The dude who does the action, he has it down good, too.
I mean, the
movements.
Nobody's really else done it, so it's like...
Yeah, he does. But it's believable.
Yeah, it's believable. No, I like it. It's just cussing nonstop, which I love. And it's just like.
I just love when Larry Traynor was going to come out of the closet. I just want to let you know that you're gay. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, let's keep on going. Nobody gives a, you know. It was an interesting filler episode. They keep on saying, we have to talk about this if we're going to save the chief. And, I mean, yeah.
The chief's kind of they've almost accepted the fact that he's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty much, we move on. We got a cool house. What do we really need to stay here for? Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, if Mr. Nobody didn't mess with them, they wouldn't have cared. They would have lived their lives and they would have never, ever did anything with them.
They might not have even, tried to get
you
the
know,
chief.
Rita doesn't want anything to do with it. Negative Man straight up says, I don't want to deal with it, even though he can't
control
this.
Most of Jane's personas now kind of hate the chief because he was going to abandon her in that.
Oh, yeah.
That home.
Yeah, and then, Robot Man, he's pretty much playing with his train set. So, I mean, for the last 20, 30 years, so... I think it's a little weird how Robot Man is because he wears a lot of leather and like last two episodes he wore a Dead Kennedy shirt, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I just don't see. I guess it was me growing up. When I listened to Dead Kennedys and there was a little punk, but I didn't watch NASCAR. Those really don't usually interlock. You know, very part.
He's a complicated guy.
He is, but it was just Motorhead. I get. But Dead Kennedys, it's a weird combination because, I mean, he did wear rock and roll shirts. I think that was, that's just on me. That's just me nitpicking. It's like,
that didn't bother me so much.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's just that, okay, he was in NASCAR, so he's kind of,
You expect him to listen to Bo Cephas and...
Exactly.
some Toby Keith.
If he was wearing a CCR shirt or something like that, I'd be like, cool, I understand it. But, I'm just like, okay, we get it. He's trying to be hardcore rock and roll, but I just, I don't get it.
And you get introduced to another. I don't know if they're going to bring that character back or not, but you find out why he was losing his mind.
Yeah, he
Admiral Whiskers.
Admiral Whiskers.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Admiral Whiskers.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it too much, but just go watch it. If you do watch it, you'll understand the origin story of Admiral Whiskers. Was he a big character in the comic books?
I don't remember seeing him ever in the comic books. I mean, it might have just been something I had forgotten about, but I
wonder if he had to go through the ranks like captain and chief petty officer.
Ensign Whiskers.
Ensign Whiskers.
I don't remember him from the comics. It might have been made just for the show.
It probably was, but it was...
But it fit
with the craziness, But I'm still waiting for Animal Mineral Vegetable Man
to see another little excerpt on the TV.
If
breaks out of jail.
Here's the funny thing: if they make a like mini series, like three or four mini series,
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
Animal Mineral Vegetable Man.
I'm so down with that guy.
I want to see somebody cosplay that. It would be an excellent cosplay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be No way. No
Just
way.
Just put a little raptor head over here. Put some geode-looking stuff on your legs. It could be done.
Anything could be done, but no, that's just too... That's way too hard. Well, for me, at least. But, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I give it a 6 or 7 out of 10. It wasn't a bad episode. It wasn't a terrific episode. It was a good episode, but it was a filler episode. I think if you miss this one, you wouldn't miss a lot of the main story, but you would miss the nuance on why they are who they are.
Yeah, I think this is going to be... I think all these episodes are... You don't think they're important.
Yeah.
Until you watch the whole season.
And then you're like, I have to watch back
all build on each other.
Yeah.
And you might miss a small little piece that's important later. Did you watch the previews for next week's?
I didn't, no.
Remember I told you about Danny the Street?
Yeah, vaguely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's
next episode, Danny the Street.
Danny the Street's going to be actually...
The sentient street.
I mean, it's weird.
You thought it was weird up to now. Wait until you see... Because I remember in the comics when they introduced Danny the Street, and I had to read it like two or three times.
You read the comics, so you kind of know that Doom Patrol is a weird and out there.
Grant Morrison, yeah.
I mean, it is a weird and out there
Grant
comic
Morrison
book.
Real happy too, so that should tell you.
That makes sense now.
He's a weird dude.
Reflecting that on the actual series, you think it's going to get a lot of people that they would redo. Like, if you think there's going to be enough people to get it that they'll do another season of it?
I think it'll be a second season. I think their audience is limited just for the fact that it's a pay app
you
have to get into. So that limits it right there.
And especially because I didn't even know that there was a DC streaming. So, you know, unless they put it on one of the big boys, Netflix or something like that, this is a 15 episode, 1 hour each. With big name actors, Alan Tudyk, Brendan Fraser. I mean, you have some big name actors out there.
The guy who plays Chief, Dalton.
Yeah,
Timothy Dalton.
I mean, these aren't nobody actors. These are people. So would it be worth them to do another if nobody's watching it? I mean, we watch it because it's on DC and it's comic book related and we like talking about it, but for the regular audience out there,
I haven't seen the numbers on it. Maybe they'll get merged with, because they're owned by Warner Brothers, so maybe Warner Brothers will pull them in and make a bigger, like Disney's doing.
Well, didn't Disney buy Warner Brothers?
Don't think so.
They
bought 20th Century Fox and Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah, and anything
and
else.
And Pixar.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm just waiting for it's all conglomerates these days. So waiting for one of the, if they put it like, if what they do is like they'll put the first season on DC streaming or first two seasons on DC streaming, and then like when the third season hits, they'll put the first season on like Netflix or Hulu or something like that to get people more interested in that, and then go buy it on or go get the season DC Universe. But it's a cool show. You should be watching it. It's a fun show. It's out there. That's for certain. Yeah, that's for hella certain.
If you're not into the dark, gritty stuff like Titans and Batman,
this is not for you.
Lots of humor,
a lot of cussing.
Self-referential. They like when Cyborg talked about the Booyah. I mean, they have no problem poking fun at themselves.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, it's just it's one of those things. Like I hate watching first seasons and then they get canceled and it's like, oh.
Constantine?
Constantine I loved, and I could watch that first season all over again.
And they canceled it.
And they canceled it, and it was such a good show. But the first time I ever watched The Lone Gunman, remember that spinoff from The X-Files?
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely loved that show. They only went one season, then they canceled, and I always promised myself, I'm never going to watch a first season thing unless I know it's going to have another season. So
I'm pretty sure DC's going to do another season of this. I don't know how much they're putting out, but there's no commercials, so the only money they're making is off the streaming.
And I don't know if that would have that many people streaming to.
I don't. Yeah.
Well,
I'm
who
hoping,
knows? What do you guys think? Because
maybe Warner will stick, because Warner has a pretty big catalog.
Yeah.
Themselves. They could do it like Disney's doing and put all their stuff in there and just have DC be a section of their.
See, the thing is, like, you had big, like, Hulu and Netflix. Those are your big competitors, right? Those are the big ones that they started it all. And then what happened is, hey, we can make money doing our own streaming. So it splintered off in all these different kind of streaming ones, right? So what I think is going to happen is that it's going to, in another 5 years, they're all going to be conglomerated back to like what Apple is doing right now. They're doing the Apple Magazine Plus thing. It's 200 different magazines, pay one subscription. So I think that's maybe what's going to happen is like Google is going to do a subscription based off, hey, you can get these four subscriptions for one price and or these three subscriptions for one price, because there's nobody's going to be out there having every subscription. It's not going to happen. I mean, first of all, you don't have enough time in the world to watch everything that's getting put out right now. So, I hope that DC Universe, that they continue on with this. But I think it might be a little too out there for a lot of people. But maybe a lot of people like it because of that it's raunchy and that it has Cyborg in it.
I wonder if they're ever going to release it for like public consumption to be played on broadcast TV like they do older shows.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I doubt it with all the... Since they don't follow the regular commercial settings, since it's like 54 minutes long and stuff like that, they would have to make it an hour and a half shows and put the commercials in. Because usually regular half an hour shows are 19 minutes. Regular full hour shows are usually 44 to 47 minutes because of the commercials. This is 54 straight minutes. They would have to make it hour and a half with all commercials. So I don't know if people are going to watch a half an hour show with a commercial. So, but yeah.
I hope they stay around.
Yep, they're making me too. Enough.
Titans was good. Doom Patrol's good. All the access to all their comics on there are good. Mm-hmm. I've been watching some of the old cartoons they have on there. I shouldn't say old. Like Gods and Monsters, Flashpoint, Reign of the Superman. That's all on there too. And their DC does really good animated movies. So
yeah, they have. I mean, that's DC. I mean, it's like every 6 months they have a new Batman movie that comes out.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So, well, why don't you guys down below comment what you think. What did you think about this episode? And if you didn't watch it, go ahead and watch it. And what do you think about Admiral Whiskers?
He's my new favorite villain.
He's my new favorite. Well,
he took down the biggest member of Doom Patrol single-handedly.
I don't know. I wouldn't call him a villain. He thinks of himself as a superhero.
Anti-hero?
No, not even. He's a superhero. He's revenging his.
There he is, the agent of death.
he's avenging his mother.
Yeah, in his mind he is.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Nobody put that in his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, he was fine with it.
He's like, what's a monologue? So yeah, comment down below. And while you're down there, hit that subscribe button. That's probably a good idea. We're trying to get a million subscribers by the end of today. So
we're going to probably fall a little short.
Yeah, a little short. But we'll give away a new iMac for a million subscribers.
If we had a million subscribers, yeah.
Exactly. Comment down below. We'll see what you guys think. Hit that subscribe button while you're down there. Give us a like and a share if you can. Or just a like would be awesome if you don't want to do anything else. Just one click little like, and that'd be cool.
Hit the bell icon if you want to be notified when we put up new videos.
And I think that's it. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you guys next time at the next episode.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.